For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is reacting to a critical speech made by former President Barack Obama in Illinois. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
I'm sorry I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good for sleeping.
President Trump entertaining the patriotic crowd at a rally in North Dakota as he mocks former President Obama, who came out swinging at him during a speech at the University of Illinois. President Trump campaigning for Senate candidate Republican Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, while Obama trying to get Democrats out to vote.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right. The number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push a side. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A Dallas police officer faces manslaughter charges for shooting and killing a neighbor. She mistakenly entered his apartment instead of her own and thought he was an intruder. Police Chief Renee Hall.
A blood sample was drawn to test the officer's level for drugs or alcohol.
She says they intend to make the investigation as transparent as possible. 26-year-old Botham Shem Jean is being remembered as a devout and joyful man. Right now, Florence is a tropical storm, but not for long. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Stacy Stewart.
Florence's winds are 65 miles per hour, but they will get stronger. Eventually, it'll achieve hurricane force wind strength of 75 miles per hour, probably sometime late tonight or early Sunday morning.
The forecast has Florence making landfall somewhere between North Florida and North Carolina late next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The people who put together the Oscars have made a big announcement. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
And the Oscar goes to...
The Oscar goes to...
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it's postponing introduction of the new popular Oscar category that it was going to introduce at its upcoming 91st Academy Awards on February 24th. The Academy says in a statement that it's recognized that implementing any new award 9 months into the year creates challenges for films that have already been released. The Board of Governors says it will continue to actively engage in discussion and will seek input regarding the category going forward, but it's already been receiving plenty of unsolicited input from many in the industry who are questioning what a popular award criteria would be. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Fans of 60s and 70s TV will remember Bill Daly as Larry Hagman's sidekick on I Dream of Jeannie.
I think we're in trouble.
Sledgehammer.
And he also played the goofy airline navigator Howard Borden on The Bob Newhart Show.
Hi, Howard. Back from Tokyo already?
Yeah, I just got back this minute. Surprised you didn't hear me. I flew right over the building.
His son says Daly died at his home in New Mexico. He was 91 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.